Teskvov Tammuz, Sunday the 23rd of June, Rabbi Yaakov Rakov, carrying muksa with bread or a baby.
Mishos, kala kala koshov. I'm going to introduce, there's a few types of muksa by kelim. I'm not going to, muksa is very wide spectrum, lot of types of muksa. But we're going to go mainly in the types of muksa of kelim. There are kelim, which we know are, let's say, muksa machmas chisor and kis, let's say a sakin shelmila, a knife of bismila. Someone watches over it carefully, doesn't want it to get damaged. Such a type of muksa is called muksa machmas chisor and kis, and that type of muksa you're not allowed to use for anything. Even if you want to cut a piece of cake with it, or you have a usage at the moment to use it, you're not allowed to move it at all. You're not allowed to move metal. Then you have what's called the keli shemlach deliso, which is most kelim which you may do work with during the weekday. And we're going to discuss more about it. And that type of keli you're allowed to move. Halacha we paskin, you're allowed to move it if you want to use it on Shabbos. You have a reason why you want to use it on Shabbos. Let's say you have a hammer, simple case is a hammer, and you want to bang some nuts, you've got some hard nuts to bang, so you're allowed to take a hammer and chop the nuts. Or if the hammer is in the way, disturbing you, you're allowed to move it. You need a place, a certain mekoma, you're allowed to move it away for if it's disturbing you. But if you want to protect this hammer, you don't want it to get stolen, you're not allowed. That's called mechama letzel, or shouldn't get stolen, or the sun shouldn't burn it down, whatever it is, whatever the reason you want to protect it from the sun, you're not allowed. That is keli shemlach deliso. And then we have keli shemlach deliheta, which is quite borderline. What is a keli shemlach deliheta? Is, let's say, a clock on the table. You're allowed to move it, even if you want to protect it from sun or shouldn't get stolen. You're not allowed to move it for no reason. That means if you want to just play around with it or fidget around with it, you're not allowed to move it. You're not allowed. The Pesim do talk about it. Chassam Sefer himself is brought down that the Chassam Sefer was careful while he was learning during weekday not to fidget around with things, not to touch things, because it'll come on Shabbos, he'll have a habit, and he'll be moving around something which is Shalei Letzerich. And you're not allowed to move a Keli Shemlach Deleheta Shalei Letzerich. I once saw in the Mincha Shabbos brings down, he was a Talmud of the Balatanya, I think he was. He writes that the Balatanya used to fiddle, he writes he wasn't fiddling. He used to move around the Shmek Tabak box. And he says, well, how could he do that? You know, Shleilu says, he says, but say the Rebbe, he was every movement which he does was Tikkunim, and Mele Lefo was called Letzer. Now the reason why he was moving, that's what Mincha Shabbos, one of the Friedrich Kapoiskim, he writes that the Shulchan Aruch Rav did not do a movement without a cheshb. Therefore, he was allowed to do it. The bring from the Chazon Ish, I saw, I could notice yesterday, the bring from the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish said that if a person is nervous and he can't manage without fidgeting something, that is called a tzirich. It's enough called a tzirich to be able to. If a person can't learn without handling, you know, there are people like that and need to hold on to something. That is a Chazon Ish, that's called a tzirich. And then we have what's called food. Food, you're allowed to move for no reason at all. Yeah. Food, you're allowed to move for no reason at all. And the place can hold even more, that even knives and forks and glasses as well go into the category of food. You're allowed to move it for no reason.
What about a cold potato?
Pardon?
An uncooked potato.
That's something else. That is it edible or not? I wasn't going into the muksas of Eitzim, Bavonim. That's a different category of muksa. Yeah? I'm going into the category of Keli, basically. Now we have a problem. The Gemara discusses about David HaMelech and Daf Lamed Omed Beis. that David HaMelech died on Shabbos, on Shavuos. And they didn't know how to move David HaMelech. And the Gemara says a heta, a special heta. In Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Gemara Shabbos discusses it by Yichas. You have a mace, hamutl b'chamo. You've got a mace which is lying in the sun, in the boiling hot sun. And you know by the end of Shabbos, if you leave it in the sun, it won't be very pleasant. How do we move this mess? As the Gemara says, you bring a kikah, a bread, or a baby, and the Gemara doesn't explain clearly, this we're going to discuss a bit. You put the bread or the baby on the mess. We'll soon see you can do it even sideways, that's what we're going to discuss. And you're allowed to carry the mess. You put the baby, a piece of bread on the mace, and you carry the mess. You're holding the mess and you're carrying the mess. Now the Gemara says, of course, this is you're really touching muksa, yeah? You're really holding on to muksa, and the mace is one of the most, it's a piece of, like, in muksa, it's a stone, yeah? It's not usable at all, and therefore. The Gemara says you're allowed to do it. As the Gemara says, you should know that this heta is only allowed for mace. You're not allowed to do it for anything else. If you've got some muksa in your house and you want to carry it with a candlestick, the priest can talk about it. You want to take like a muksa candlestick and you want to put a piece of bread on the candlestick and carry it like that, you're not allowed to do that. The heta of kika of a tinek is only set for that person. We allow you to do that. We're not allowed to do it for anything else. The problem is a Gemara later on. Now the Gemara discusses about a maducha. A maducha is a mortar, type of mortar which you pressed garlic. Now this mortar is a keli shemlach delis. You're not allowed to press garlic on Shabbos. Mamela, this mortar is a keli shemlach delis. The truth is, the Gemara says, the halacha says, the Gemara says,
why is mortar mortar?
Mortar, it's a press.
Not water,
sorry. Maducha, you've got this mortar, im yesh bashum, matatlin loise. If it's got garlic inside, you're allowed to carry it. Vim lav, if it doesn't have garlic, ein matatlin loise. You're not allowed. Now Rashi says, I don't know exactly how it's built, but Rashi says, vim lav, if it doesn't have any mortar in, kagoin leishevola, you want to sit on it. It must have been a big type of utensil, not a small little thing. You can't sit on it. You want to use it, letzorech gufoy, which we said, akeli shemelachta li'isur, you're allowed to use letzorech gufoy. Is the din is, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to move it. Now the Gemara discusses why you're not allowed to move it. And the Gemara says four reasons why this meducha you're not allowed to move. The Gemara says it could be there was a time in Chachom, in Chazal, where we know that Chazal said no kelim allowed to move. There was a time which was called Kodem HaTorah's disease, kelim. There was a time where Chachomim saw L'Tzor HaShor that you're not allowed to move any kelim at all. The only thing which you allowed was you're allowed to move a glass and a few things and a fork, I think. Everything else you were not allowed to move. There was a time in Chazal. Is the Gemara suggests maybe this maducha was at this time when the Mishnah was said, you're not allowed to move this maducha to sit on it, was in the time when Chazal said you're not allowed to move anything. That's one suggestion which the Gemara gives. Another suggestion the Gemara gives is Rav Nechemia. Rav Nechemia, Shittas Rav Nechemia is you're only allowed to use every keli for its own special use. You know, if you have a hammer, you're only allowed to use a hammer to knock nails in. You're not allowed to use a hammer to crack nuts. That's Shittas Rav Nechemia. Therefore, this maducha, you want to sit on it. It's not its normal usage. Therefore, you're not allowed to use it. That's what the Gemara suggests. Another suggestion the Gemara has, which Rashi says, is that it's a chisaron kiss. Rashi puts it in, the Gemara doesn't say so, but Rashi puts that in. Later on, Rashi says, meducha is a chisaron kiss. Meducha is like a sakin shel mila. You're not allowed to move this maducha for any purpose at all. You prize it, you don't use it for anything else. Therefore, if you decide to sit on it, it's muksa, you're not allowed to move it. And then there's another shita which Rava held, that the keli shemlach tali isu, you're not allowed to move the tzor gufo. Again, I'll repeat over. The four shita, the four reasons why you're not allowed to move the meducha, either it's a chisaron kiss, Oh, it's in the time when Chazal said, you're not allowed to move any kelim. Oh, shittes of Nechemia, which held you're only allowed to use a kelim for its personal tzorach. Oh, we hold you're not allowed to move the tzorach gufo. Four reasons. Now the question is, the Mishnah says, if you have spices in it, if you have the garlic inside, you're all allowed to move it. If you have garlic inside, you're allowed to move it. We've got a proper muksa, for any reason we said one of these four reasons, you have a proper muksa, which you're not allowed to move. And if you have garlic inside, you're allowed to move it. Is the Rishonim asked the question? We just said before that if you have a mace and you have a dover heta, we only allow you to move a mace with a dover heta, a muksa with a dover heta, only for a mace, only for a dead person. But you're not allowed to move a muksa with a dover heta for any other reason. Here it's coming out, you've got this meduha, which is a proper muksa, for whatever reason it is, and you're moving it because it's got a bit of shum inside. All the Rishonim ask this question. It's a stira. It's a rush. I'm going to Bekitzer. There's two main shittas which I want to discuss. The Rosh says, yes, in the Tshuvas, the Rosh says, you're right. The Ma said, we're not mati kik vitina gala lemeis bevad, but that is where it's a muksa of not a keli. You've got a mace, which is like a stone. You've got something which is muksa gomu. That, Chachomim did not allow you to move it with something else, with a dovet. But a keli, which is a usable utensil, now it has its private reasons why it is muksa. Chachomim do allow you to move it with a dovet. That's shittas harosh. Rosh is, again, I'm not going to go by Riches, Rav Kveger, and the Taz have two pshatim how to learn pshat in this Rosh, but that's what the Rosh says. The Rosh says that since we're talking about a keli here, we're not talking about a dead person, therefore a keli has its own heta of kikivetina. That's what the Rosh says. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and we don't pass it, and it's Yesh Oimim, we don't pass it like this. The Rashba says a different reason. Seems to be saying that's how the goal is, pshat. Rashba says, you have a saucepan, yeah? A saucepan is a keli shemalachdele. So why? Because you cook in a saucepan. Cooking is a malachdele, is doing ison shams. Says the Rashba, but when the saucepan is cooled down and it's got food in, says Rashba, we will consider it a keli shemalachdele heta. The time when it's cooking, we will consider it a keli shemalachdele. So in the time when it's cooled down and you want to save food from it, it's called a keli shemalachdelet. Therefore, says Rashba, this maducha as well, if it's empty, it's a keli shemalachdelet. If it's got the shum, the garlic, which you pressed in it, and you finish pressing in it, we will consider it as a keli shemalachdelet. That's what Rashba says. There are a few problems to that, because it will not answer, I'll give you one question. It will not answer. We said there was a stage where Chachomah said all kelim are also. All kelim are also. Even kelim shemlachtelet are also. And here the Gemara is saying that this meducha, if it's got shum inside, I'm going to allow you to carry it. Why? Because, says the Rashba, because I considered it a kelim shemlachtelet. What does it help me? Kelim shemlachtelet was also also. That's how the Rashba says. It comes along, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in this beautiful Loshon, and the Mishnah Berurah basically quotes it as well, is the Shulchan Aruch Harav says a different version to the Rashba, and it's Mefurash in the Ran, that the Maducha is toffel to the food. The Maducha becomes toffel to the food, since it's a special het of Chazal. The Maducha, we consider it as if it's toffel to the food. The food is muta, food allowed to always move, allowed to move for any reason under the sun. And mele, the Maducha, this press, this muta becomes toffel, if it's got the food in, it doesn't become a keli shemalachdelet heta. It stays a keli shemalachdelet. It is a keli shemalachdelet. But the heta is, we consider you're only carrying the food here. That's what the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch Rav says, and the Chiddush Aran says basically like that, and the Mishnah Berurah also brought it down in such a way that we're considering the food We're considering this keli as a keli. It is a keli muktza, but it becomes tof. It becomes bottle. We consider we only carry near the food. The question today is, which I found many people quote, is maybe why am I carrying this mortar? Because I want to protect it from. It shouldn't get stolen. Yeah, we're talking. Let's see. I'm not allowed to because it's mukt. How am I getting around this? Because I'm saying, since it's got this food inside, we'll say it's bottled. It doesn't exist. We don't look at the keli if it exists. We will consider it just as food. Now the question is, am I allowed to move now this meduchel for no reason at all? I have no reason at all. I don't want to protect it to get stolen. I don't want to protect it for any reason at all. It's got you've got this press, it's got food inside, and you want to move it for no reason under the sun. I'm going to say, yeah, I'm going to turn around and say, listen, anyway, it's got food. We consider this mortar as food. Like food, you're allowed to carry for no reason. Let's carry this mortar for no reason. Let's mess around with it. In the Torah, you're not allowed. Of course not. It's a proper, you've got a muktzah. The reason why I'm allowing you to move this muktzah to protect yourself is because Chazal said we will consider it as food. But of course, if I've got no reason to move it, I will not be allowed to move it at all. Because at the end of the day, you are carrying muktzah. Yeah. Now the problem is, there's a lashon of a Shulchan Aruch Rav, and that's what I wanted to say a bit about it. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says a lashon like this. When he brings this din, which I mentioned, that it becomes tofu, is the Shulchan Aruch says, Maducha, im yesh bo shum, uki yitzi bo yim edvom ani doichem bo, muta letatlo af lecherich atzma. Take note of the lashon. Muta letatlo af lecherich atzma, which means, lecherich atzma means mechama lecel. Doesn't mean for no reason at all. Quite clearly, he says, lecherich atzma is called, af bi yishu kelish melacht liso, לפי שהמדוחה היא תפילה ובטלה לשום, like we can't mention before, המדוחה is תפילה ובטלה לשום שבסריכו, כמו שהקדירה תפילה לתפשל. והרי, like a קדירה תופל to the תפשל, וזו הדין, המדוחה is תפילה. והרי זה כאילו מטלטל את השום בלבדי, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's as if you're only carrying the shum itself, שמותה לטלטלו אף שלא לצריך כלל. Is the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, Shemuta letatlo af shalei letzerich klan. As I heard and I've seen, people have taken from this, but the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, you're allowed to move this meducha for no reason at all. Because he says, Shemuta letatlo af shalei letzerich klan, since you've got this food, which you're allowed to move for no reason at all, food we said you're allowed to move for no reason, therefore people say, oh, let's move this meducha for no reason. And I'm saying, as I said, it's l'chayra mistake, because we are, in the end of the day, being metaltal muktzah. Now, if you have a reason why you're metaltal muktzah, you're allowed to move it, because we'll say it's tougher to the food. And I'll explain what the Shulchan Aruch Rav had a question. Pardon? What? No. Oh, so the question is, I'll explain what you said. The Shulchan Aruch Rav had a question. Why am I moving this meducha? Because I want to protect the meducha. Am I moving the food because I want the food? No, the food you can spill out. Is the food I am being metaltel shalei letzerich? She's going to Shulchan Aruch Rav. I have a question. Very nice, you say that the meducha is tofel to the food, but the food I have no reason to carry it on.
You're
what?
You're lucky.
Yeah, but I've got no reason here. Oh, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, since I'm allowed to anyway move the food for no reason, therefore I can move the meducha. The Shulchan Aruch had a question. I'll give you an example. He had a question. At the end of the day, I'm only moving the meducha. That's what I'm interested in. I'm not interested in what's inside. Very nice, it's tofel, but I'm moving the food and at the end of the day, I'm moving for no reason. The Mele says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, yeah, anyway I'm allowed to move the food for no reason. The Mele, therefore I don't have a problem. That's l'chayre what the Shulchan Aruch Rav is saying. Therefore, what will come out in Afka Minna? If you have a meducha, I'll give you an example of what you said. If I have a meducha, which will have, let's say, a mixing spoon, a spoon which you don't eat with, a mixing spoon. Now it's a keli shemalachta leheta. It's not a case. There I won't be allowed to move it. I won't have pap. I won't have the spices inside. I'll have a spoon, which lechera will consider this meducha powerful to the spoon. Now that's where the Chazal is saying. Here I won't allow to do it. Why? Because what's my? Why am I moving the meducha for the meducha? Why am I moving the spoon? I have no reason why I'm moving the spoon. The spoon I'm not allowed to move shalei letzeirich. Mele therefore it'll come out, it'll be awesome. That's the chayyim of the Shulchan Arav is coming to explain. Now I'm going to finish off with a question. I'm not going to manage. Those who want, I can try and explain another time. To this, which no, I don't know if he's here, but he knows my thing. I'll be happy to hear answers to this question. Is what I'm saying, in the end of the day, I'm saying that this maducha, I'm only allowing it with food. I won't allow it with a keli shemalach delet. Because the keli shemalach deleheta, I have no reason why I'm carrying it. Let's go to the din of kikir v'tinuk. If you go on mace, and you want to carry it in the street, you want to carry it away, protected from the sun, is the halacha is, you bring a kikir v'tinuk. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you did. Shua din lekol, the din is yesh mishoyim hashem nosan al ameis echad men akelim shulavosh choshev kikir v'tinek. Yeah, it's a strange thing. If kikir v'tinek is either with a bread or you bring a kikir, as the Shulchan Aruch says, it could be you can the clothes which he's wearing will also consider it as a kikir v'tinek. There's a long Rab Kveger chaznish about it. Adon the Mogen Avraham, shua din lekol shah klei keli shemalach delet. Is the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Mogen Avraham adds on to that, Huadin kol keli shemalach delet. You're allowed to carry with this mess a keli shemalach delet as well. If I use a keli shemalach delet, I'll bring a mace and I'll take this mixing spoon or a clock, I will be allowed to carry the mace as well. Now the question is, the way we explain Meducho, I have no reason why I'm carrying the clock. I have a reason? I have no reason. I want to move the mace over. The clock, I have no reason. Therefore, I should consider moving the clock, shaloi letzorech. And the keli shemalach delet, shaloi letzorech is awesome. Yeah, like what Shulchan Aruch Rav says, seems to be saying, that you're not allowed to move the meducha with a keli shemalach delet, only with food. Therefore, the din, kikir v'tinuk, I should only be allowed to move with a baby or with food, not with a keli shemalach delet. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Mogen Avraham says, quite clearly you're allowed to move a kikir, a mace, with a keli shemalach delet. Now this kasha I did find, the Prima Godim asked. Prima Godim says, how can I do? I'm moving the end of the day, I'm moving the keli shemalach delet, I'm moving this clock for no reason at all. I'm only interested in moving the mess. I'm moving the clock for no reason. How can I go ahead and move, use a mace together with a clock? I'm going to introduce you to one nakuda tonight, and then I'm not going to finish. The heta of it's a very strange heta. The heta of kikir v'tinuk is lechera. You're putting on the mace, the bread. Comes the Mogen Avraham, and the Mogen Avraham says that you don't need to have the bread on the mace. Who are they if you're carrying it side by side? In one hand I have the bread, and the other hand I have the mace, basically, if you can carry the mace, how heavy it is. But that's what basically he says. You can carry in one hand the bread, and one hand the mace. Now, the Prima Godim says the reason for that is, it's a Mogen Avraham's Chiddush. The reason is because to put a bread on a mace is bizoyin amis. That's bizoyin amis to use a.
You're also using the mace, surely.
Well, you're using a mace. Bizoyin amis. Okay. So that's what the Prima Godim says. The Prima Godim says is the reason why the Mogen Avraham said so is because you're using the mace and therefore you're not allowed to do that. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah says either on top of it or on the side. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah did not agree to the reason of the Prima Godim. The Mishnah Berurah held that the heta of kikir v'tinuk, doesn't make a difference whether it's on or on the side. That means, not because of bizoinamis. No, the heter of kikur v'tinik allows me to carry in one hand the mace, and in one hand the muktz. In one hand the mace, and one hand the bread. Therefore, how does that work? As the Mishabur says, how does that work? It's a completely different system to what we talked about Maducha. That's what I'm trying to point out. Maducha, we said, is a tofu. We consider the Maducha as food. Here, we're not considering the mace as a kikah. That's the proof to that is, because you don't need the bread on the mace. Yeah? Even if you have the bread side by side. So how is this heter working? Is the Mishabur says, that the reason is, Chazanish argues on that, but the Mishabur says, it's a special heter. That, I'll give you an example. If you've got, Shittas Rashbo is, if you've got in your house an animal, and you know that if you close the door, you're going to capture this animal. Part Seder. You're over Melech Seder. And you want to close the door for the wind as well. Is the Rashbo holds it out. Even though I intend to capture this deer, but since I have another, I'm doing it for another reason as well, to close the door that the wind shouldn't get in, or whatever reason, I am allowed to close the door for both reasons. That's what Rashbo says. Because it's not Nikah myself that he's just doing it for the tzedah. Or who are the Rashbo says, if you got a baby who fell into the pool, and there's fish in the pool, you're allowed to pick up the baby with a net and catch fish at the same time. That's what Rashbo holds. Rabbi Ran argues on that. But, therefore, the heter of kikur v'tinik is a completely different heter. You are carrying a mace in one hand, and you're carrying a bread in another hand. Says the Mishnah Berurah, since I'm busy carrying something, therefore we don't look at it as if you're carrying the mace. It's a completely different heter. It's not tofel. It's not one tofel than the other. I'm carrying the heter, and I'm carrying the iser, and therefore I'm allowed to do that. Because the reason why am I carrying the heter, to allow me to carry the iser. Therefore I have a reason why I'm carrying the heter. That's basically...
Aren't these all
Rabbanon,
sir? The
Muktzah Rabbanon,
not including the
Mason,
the
Shabbat, the Rabbanon. So after the law, but Chachomim had the Gedorim, how they allowed it.
Yeah, so they can allow it or not allow it.
Yes, well, how does this work? So therefore, let's just finish off clearly. I remained with Akasha, basically. Now the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that Maducha, you're not allowed to move with a Kelish and Malach Lelaheta. It's only allowed with food. And the heter of kikur v'tinik, you see, you do allow it with a kelish shemlach the letter. What is the difference between the two cases?